everything we're buying, first and foremost, is cash flow. We can figure out what the competitors are doing, and we can verify what their rents are, and we can verify what their finishes are like, interior and exterior. What are their kitchens like? What are their bathrooms like? What are their rents like? What's their amenity like? What's their office staff like? And you figure that information out. Now you can see what you're able to do with the property you're buying. You're able to figure out, hey, if we do X, Y, and Z, we're gonna be better than the comps. And if we're better than the comps, we should be able to get close to what they're getting for rent. So if you can figure that information out, which is anyone can do, and then you go to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, get the debt figured out. Their debt's very simple, 65% loan to value. The interest rate is what it is. You get a few years of IO, non-recourse debt, you take that. And then you figure out what your expenses are gonna be, because you got income minus expenses. And once you figure out what your expenses are gonna be, based off of your other portfolio, your management company, now you got your net operating income. Once you got your net operating income, which is the most important number you're gonna have in multifamily, now you're in a place of cash flow or you're not. You take your debt away from that. Do you have cash flow or not? And if you've got cash flow, based off of what you're doing, based on the market, what's your cash flow like? And if there's enough cash flow there, most people are like, yeah, I'd love to have extra passive income. I want multiple streams of income.